YTMND, presents Kraplin's Radio Theater.
Lee Kraplin here. I'm still not a douchebag, but my brother is a powerful digging attorney, so do not smear me on the internet. As you may know, I am the leader of a radio theater group. We will now perform a play based on a story by the brilliant author, Peter Chimera. It is called, Digimon 2. Return of Digimon. Chapter 1. The Robot Fight. It was been 2 years, since Desintis Destra read the road. Digimon now learned to aim more powerful to fight the Evli. So he built robot body, because the world was in danger of a evil Digimon. You can's not be stopped, Digimon said. You are my twin port.
That's right. Not even you can stop me.
So they fought it, and Digimon's robot suit powered its laser chute, and blew up to evil Digimon. Or there's note. In Chapter 2, the evil Digimon is not really dead. It's war a trick. Chapter 2. Surprise attack. Digimon was Starhom eating egg breakfast. He ate a omelette and toast with English muffins, and he had bagels and Cap'n Crunch. He was also eating orange juice, a muffin, and sausage, and a bacon piece, but he also ate just bread. Cy Gilfrin was kiss him.
Good morning.
Say. But evil Digimon came out friggin' shotted.
I will kill you, Digimon.
There was no time for robot, so he went right for the fight. They punched the ceiling, and flew to fighting in space.
I am created by the evil Sintist,
he said.
I will destroy all the roads and no one can go on them.
No. Then people are stopped, and T will be stuck.
Ha ha ha, I do not care, but you will die now.
They fought for a long time, until they were tired from the fight, and Digimon killed him with lethal blow.
Impossible. I cannot be stopped.
Then explosion. When good Digimon came back, he wanted to find his girlfriend, but she lived. It was too late. Sarah, you moved to England too soon, and I did say bye, but she was gone. The end. Dedicated to Sarah. We, in Kraplin's Radio Theater Group, would like to thank you for listening. Please respond to this in writing.
Kraplin's Radio Theater was brought to you by YTMND.